This is the first of our two exclusive KGEZ Good Morning Show drill downs made possible by Bailey Insurance Services to Washington, D.C. and Bob Costantini.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. President-elect Donald Trump has landed in Washington at Joint Base Andrews, and he is headed towards Capitol Hill, but he's actually going to be meeting with House Republicans first at a hotel on Capitol Hill to discuss his desires for the future, and especially, of course, his hopes that the House of Representatives and a Republican-controlled Senate will approve an extension of the Trump tax cuts. That's going to be probably one of the first jobs that he wants Congress to do, wants the House and Senate to do. It appears as though the House is going to remain in Republican hands. That isn't an absolute at this point. There are still some outstanding races, but the Senate is a definite, and the House of Representatives, it appears as though they're one or two wins away from keeping control of the House, and that's probably the best way to put it right now, because there are some elections in California that still have not been decided, especially.
If this does happen to go the other way, we don't expect it to, but what if it does go to the Democrats? How's that going to tip the scales?
Well, we'll have divided government, in a sense, if that's what happens, then all bets are off in terms of how Trump gets through a lot of what he wants to do. But I was on the Hill yesterday when we talked, as you know, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is already talking as if it's a foregone conclusion that the Republicans will have control of the House. And you know, as I say, once again, it seems like it's almost a foregone conclusion is the best way to put it. And, the sign in front of the podium yesterday was New Day in America. And he is looking forward to the Senate getting its leadership issues in order today so that he can sit down. This is Speaker Johnson, that he can sit down with the Senate leader and discuss how to move forward. But, of course, they do have the lame duck session of the current Congress to get through. And that involves, by the way, as we've talked about, keeping government open past the December 20th deadline that was part of the extended continuing resolution bill. And what we are doing and how we have tended to fund the government, there will be a debate in the Senate, especially, and the House, whether or not really to go forward with some kind of long-term spending resolution to fill up the rest of the fiscal year, which is, ends in September, and that would bring the Democrats along enough, at least, or whether the Republicans want to cut things off relatively quickly and try to put some stamp on any other continuing resolutions and any other spending bills that could come down the pike the rest of this fiscal year.
So maybe President Trump will be laying out kind of his game plan for the budget when he meets later this morning at that hotel.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how much he may impact that at this point, because he has previously said he thinks that a government shutdown is perfectly okay with him. And I would suspect that Speaker Johnson and whoever is going to be the new Senate or Republican leader might not think that's the best way to go. So I would, potentially think that they would agree to maybe go along if Chuck Schumer will go along, because the Democrats still control the Senate at the moment. If Chuck Schumer would go along with some kind of short-term spending bill, let's say into January or February, even March, after the inauguration and after Republicans have taken control of Congress.
Well, a flurry of appointments, or at least decisions on appointments, were made yesterday. Can you kind of bring us up to date?
Yeah, the big one that a lot of people are talking about in Washington is Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of Defense. He's a Fox News morning host on the weekends, and he appears a lot on weekdays. He has experience with the Army National Guard. He's decorated the veteran of the Army National Guard. However, there's a lot of concern in Washington that experience doesn't necessarily mean he could be in have a good handle on how things are going at the Pentagon and have a good handle about how to cut down whatever it is and get rid of people the way Donald Trump apparently is going to want there. But Pete Hegseth is as loyal as can be. So that's the one that, has some people in D.C. wondering what Donald Trump is up to with this, other than the fact that he, watched Pete Hegseth probably a lot on Fox News and likes him, and Hegseth is very loyal to him. We also had Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy being named to the Department of Government, whatever exactly it's going to be, trimming the government. There is no department like that at this point, but the president-elect wants them to form some kind of either commission or, agency that will cut down significantly the federal budget. And Elon Musk has said that he believes that there's $2 trillion that could be taken out of the federal budget on an annual basis. That's a lot of money, and where it's going to come from is it's going to be a significant debate if they try to take that much, if they try to reduce government spending by that much. Even if just wholesale firings occur, it's still going to cause, there's going to be a lot of people who are wondering if their ox is going to get gored by this kind of government efficiency agency. And Ramaswamy and Musk both have significant egos. And they're both billionaires, and I would expect them to clash relatively soon, relatively quickly, if they do get put into place in this kind of organization.
What about yesterday you were telling us that it looked like Marco Rubio could be the next Secretary of State?
Yeah, that hasn't been confirmed. that announcement hasn't necessarily been made by the president-elect. However, that's the expectation in Washington, that Marco Rubio, and he might be one of the people who gets through Senate confirmation relatively quickly, it could be something that the Senate would do quickly, and maybe that's why the former president and the president-elect is not exactly rushing to put that one out there. I don't know, but it seems logical, and again, it seems like almost a natural pick for him, because Rubio has experience on the Foreign Relations Committee, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, as well as the Intelligence Committee. He is someone who has been very critical of Vladimir Putin, which means that there could be some differences with Trump about the Ukraine situation. But Rubio's name has not been put into nomination just yet, at least.
Bob, as always, we appreciate your great reporting. Sure. And thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow. Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right.